Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com bringing you what's happening in theaters this week, and the first movie is Our Idiot Brother. And although he thinks he means well and he's got it all figured out, Paul Rudd just doesn't seem to get things right. This time, he's getting out of jail and lands on his sister's doorsteps whether or not he's invited.
They let me go early. Good behavior.
Ned just showed up.
I can't just kick him out. He's family.
I love my brother, but he doesn't live in the adult world.
I live my life a certain way.
What's wrong with you?
You know, I try and do good. It doesn't always work out.
Got to say, I'm pretty sure I know when things went wrong for Paul. Back in the day, when I wasn't picky about what movie I was in, I did one with Paul, and it turned out to be one of the worst movies ever made. And from there, I'm pretty sure his fate was sealed. I would think if a guy was asked to star as the idiot in a movie, maybe some self-reflection and a miracle-working PR person would be in order. But I guess Hollywood does have to fill the late summer movie season with something. And you might be able to relate to this one. Although it's a big dark secret, every family has its idiots, brothers, mothers, fathers, sisters, or cousins, as the case may be. And this movie actually has a moral to it. Be thankful for and always appreciate everyone in your family, even the idiots. After all, they do a great job of deflecting attention from anything dumb. You might too. And now into a movie that's perfect for the end of the summer. Guillermo del Toro brings us Don't Be Afraid of the Dark. Well, Bailey Madison is sent to live with her father, but something's not right in the house. She discovers a very dark secret has been kept a long, long time, and now she has to convince her father that monsters really do exist before it's too late.
Why was that room sealed up?
Something terrible happened in that basement.
Get her out of the house.
What are you? What are we?
Hungry.
Now, telling someone don't be afraid of the dark is about as useful as telling someone don't worry, don't tell anyone, or my favorite, don't look down. It's just not gonna work. But no problem here. You will not in any way, at any time, for any reason be afraid of the dark after watching this movie. Yes, it's a huge disappointment. Unless, of course, you are afraid of being afraid, then this movie is for you, because all you're gonna get is being annoyed that they teased you with the possibility of being freaked out. But instead, this is just lame, predictable, and a bit ridiculous. So yeah, this movie might rake in some money in the first week it's out, but once word spreads, they might actually have to start issuing refunds. So in our Movie Night Traffic Light, Don't Be Afraid of the Dark is a red light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.